meeting with Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, his foreign minister, as well as newly appointed ministers from the south of the country, the UN representatives are trying to convince the government of Sudan that a UN peacekeeping force for Darfur would be neither an invasion force nor a threat to Sudanese sovereignty. Amir Jones Parry is the British ambassador to the United Nations.
The clear message that any force will only be with the consent of the government of Sudan has, I think, been very reassuring.
Ghana's ambassador is Nana Effa Epenteng.
The fact that we underline that whatever decision will eventually be taken will be the result of consultation between the Security Council and the Sudanese government went down well.
But there are some difficult decisions ahead in the search to an end to the violence in Darfur that has killed an estimated 200,000 people and displaced 2 million others. The UN has sent a powerful delegation to convince the Sudanese, but they acknowledge nothing will happen without Khartoum's consent. Lam Ekol Ajawin is Sudan's foreign minister.
The government of Sudan has nothing against the UN, and that whatever role for the UN must be discussed with the Sudanese government, we have been assured of that.
However, in this Islamic and strongly patriotic country, people like businessman Hafiz Abbas fear that a big UN force would constitute an invasion similar to those in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We don't call help. We don't call help. Uh-huh. They are coming without our calling. Uh-huh. When we need help, we can call help, help. Nobody call help.
The Security Council believes achieving peace in Darfur will require a more robust UN presence that has the right to defend civilians and protect itself. Sudan is wary of giving peacekeepers too many powers. Talks continue. Crystal Park, VOA News.